Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the spring 2020 issue on environmental justice. Reflection. Gather as a group to read and reflect on this issue of A Matter of Spirit. The following is a suggested process. We begin with this prayer adapted from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Medina, Washington. We give you thanks and praise, O God of creation, for the grandeur of all that you have made, saying, "We thank you, God." For the healing waters of creation, which bring pleasure and health, purity and life, we thank you, God. For the richness of the good earth that brings forth fruits and flowers, a pleasure to taste and a joy to behold, we thank you, God. For the soaring birds of the air, the crawling creatures on the earth, the gliding fishes in the seas, for all creatures great and small with whom we share this precious web of life, we thank you, God. For the invigorating sunlight of day, the deepening mystery of night, the wonder of the stars, and the call of the unknown in the universe, we thank you, God. From heedless misuse and dishonoring of the wonders of your hand, God, deliver us. From squandering resources, abusing our companion species, and polluting the habitat, God, deliver us. From the folly of imagining ourselves free from the fate of your whole creation, God, deliver us. For the courage and wisdom to confess how little we have cared for your gifts, strengthen us, O Spirit. For repentance and the determination to begin our stewardship anew, strengthen us, O Spirit. O merciful Creator, your hand is open wide to satisfy the needs of every living creature. Make us always thankful for your loving providence, and grant that we, remembering the account we must one day give, may be faithful stewards of your good gifts. Through Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In this issue of A Matter of Spirit, we explore the environmental justice movement and stories from affected communities. Let us take a moment to pause in prayerful reflection for those who have been most impacted by environmental degradation, and let us hold a space for them. In our first article, Robin Morris Collin addresses the communities disproportionately burdened by pollution. Where have I witnessed or personally experienced this disproportional environmental abuse? How might I be complicit in environmental injustice? Dialoguing with God, Vince Herberholt confesses his ecological sins. How do I reconcile my own awareness and knowledge of complicity? What ecological confessions am I open to share? How might God be calling me to address my ecological sins? Both the Adrian Dominicans and Jesse Dye share stories of courageous communities who acted against enormous odds. How am I using my voice and resources, even if faced with enormous odds, to speak out against injustice? How can I uphold and preserve the sacred sites that I live on? Jessica Imanaka writes on the necessary work of creating room for dialogue, listening, and decolonizing. She writes, "Deep listening may open up awareness of how the evils of colonization are still at work in perpetuating and perpetrating environmental injustices. How do I see colonization still at work in my community? How do I understand decolonization in the context of my own community? And how might these structures impact my relationship with others, particularly those from communities that are marginalized? How might I listen more intentionally to the voices of these communities so as to create a richer dialogue and the space for cultivating growth in understanding among us. We close this issue with the powerful charge of José Gregorio Diaz Mirabal. We ask our Catholic allies to step out of their churches and to join us in our struggle. How can allies best support Indigenous communities? How can I align myself to the struggle of our sisters and brothers?